The Iranian rock band Kiosk got started in 2003 in Tehran, but the authorities did not take kindly to the group's irreverent lyrics. The leader of Kiosk moved to San Francisco in 2005. His four bandmates soon left Iran, too, for San Francisco and Toronto. Kiosk is now reaching appreciative audiences around the world, including Iran. Seruz Farivar caught up with the band in Cologne, Germany.
Although I grew up as an Iranian-American in Southern California and went to plenty of Persian parties, they were filled with people of my parents' generation. That meant lots of great food, but not always such great music. It was either pre-revolution songs of mourning and nostalgia or bouncy 1990s Persian pop and dance tracks. But just a few weeks ago, I discovered Kiosk. Many of their songs start out like this, a cool blues riff. These guys could be playing in some San Francisco jazz club, like Yoshi's. And so I guess it wasn't surprising that Kiosk released its latest album as a live recording from the famed Bay Area hotspot.
فهرست سیاه، فهرست قرمز، فهرست بزرگ و جهانی وب گوگل. با موتور جستجوگرم گشتم و ویراج دادم توی کوچه های تو در توی فیلترنت.
Now, because they're a five-member underground Iranian rock band, they have a compelling story to begin with. But they're also grabbing attention for their music, and their songs are about contemporary Iranian youth culture, love, drug abuse, and cosmetic surgery. This track, Love and Death in Virtual Worlds, pretty much all sums it up. Blacklist, Red List, World Wide Web, Google's Web, croons this guy.
My name is Arai Sobhani. I'm with the band Kiosk. We are just starting our European tour.
Before their show in Cologne, I had a chance to sit down with Sobhani, the band's lead singer and guitarist, and talk about how he sees life back in Iran.
This song in particular is talking about Facebook and relationships there and how it has become a virtual reality which people are taking it way too seriously. The story is, you know, especially for a country like Iran where, you know, you cannot really mingle with people outside your house and everything is forced underground, you know. So Facebook or social networking has become a big thing.
But beyond using the standard hip Persian words, Sobhani says he's also incorporated new technological words that have entered the modern Persian language. Adet Kardam, I added you. That is, on Facebook.
They started using English words in their day-to-day conversations, like, you know, using the word tag or like or dislike or add or things like that. So we took some classical Persian poetry and we kind of mixed it with those to create this paradox of how the language is working, you know.
Sobhani also notes that the internet itself has become a character in modern Iranian life, and how for many Iranians, of say, my father's generation, who came to the U.S. 30 years ago, it was hard to keep in touch with the country that they had left behind. Of course, as we all know, the internet has become a commercial space as well, and the same is true for Kiosk. They've used the internet as a primary means of getting their music into Iran. They give away their music on Iranian websites because it's impossible to sell in any format. Of course, iTunes isn't available in Iran. Plus, a lot of Iranians don't even have credit cards.
That's the thing. When you create something, it's really important to get it to the listeners and the consumers or people you're writing for. And that's more valuable than the money you'll be generating. And there's no way to generate that money because there's no copyright, it's blocked, it's illegal. So how are you going
to
sell it?
So Pani says that he tells Iranians who want to support Kiosk but can't send him money to support other musicians in Iran that are legal by buying their music. But since Kiosk was banned from Iran, there isn't much chance of playing in Tehran anytime soon. However, he did tell me that there might be a chance of playing in what could be the next best thing, Turkey. After all, Iranians can travel there visa-free. Kiosk's European tour continued this past week in Germany and Italy before closing out this weekend in Sweden. For The World, I'm Seruz Farivar, Cologne, Germany.